Raise your hand if you've ever been in this situation, because I've been there and I know how it feels. You are on a networking event, virtually, in person, or just somebody in your circle asks you what you are doing. What is your business about? And all you feel is awkwardness, panic, a dry mouth, and you are missing words because you do not have that one sentence ready. Let's tackle this today. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and I'm very excited you are here today. This is important. It is important to position yourself as the expert in your industry. The online space is crowded, and it is more than ever important that people who come to your blog, to your social media platforms, that they exactly know who you are, what you're doing, and how you can help them. Because this will make them stay or go. Sounds intimidating? I know. Every time we do something new, it might seem difficult. It might seem impossible, and you might be asking yourself, who am I to call myself an expert in my field? Well, you are. You didn't come here because you don't have any knowledge, any wisdom, any expertise. You came here feeling called to bring your gifts to the world, and this is enough. You are ahead. Even if only 10% of your ideal client, because you have been through a situation, probably you have coached already more people than you think, because this is why you have that sense for people. You have been teaching difficult things to people in your corporate world. So you are ahead, and you are the person to go to if someone needs that specific help that you can offer, but people need to know that you can. So you don't need another degree, another diploma. You don't even have to go back to school. You don't need a big following to be able to position yourself as the to-go expert in your field. All you need is to showcase your expertise and how it helps the person that is looking for you. You might not even knowing now what your business is really about. Stick with me. And don't be afraid to put down anything on paper. This episode is practical. I will later ask you a few questions that you can answer for yourself that will get you there quickly. But don't be afraid to put anything on paper, because first of all, no one sees it. You will not be exposed. Secondly, we need to take action on this, because you know that only action creates clarity. And when we have clarity, we can be confident in what we are doing and what we are saying and in showing up for the people who need us. All right, grab your journal, a piece of paper, a pen. Don't overthink this. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. I know sometimes before we do difficult things, we tend to, or I do that, before I do something new, I always need to, or I feel like I need to buy a new blog, a new notebook, you know. Luckily, I'm living in the Caribbean, We are living very remote. It's very quiet, beautiful, and just a great place to be. But what it doesn't have is a store where I can quickly jump up and get my brand new notebook. And what this has shown me is that, well, I can't even wait another week till I get in the car and drive to the city, till I go do groceries and then perhaps go to a store to buy a notebook. This would be such a waste of time. And this is what I am learning, that often resistance to do difficult things shows up in so many funny ways. They seem so legit, right? I mean, yes, I want to write down something pretty because this is my life's work and therefore I need a new notebook. So don't worry if you don't have it, okay? Grab an ugly piece of paper and a pen, get yourself comfortable. You can make a tea. I am a fan of a comfort drink if we need it, right? And to get your creative juices going, I have prepared my positioning for you so you can hear how it sounds, what it is about, before we dive into the question, so I can help you to get your own today. I help coaches and service providers build an online business by applying timely strategies that work, leverage their current skill set and knowledge into offers that people love to buy so they can make money and impact. I'm going before my students, testing, experimenting, and failing to showcase what is possible if you bet on yourself and commit to learning. My methods are simple, tangible, and I'm bringing in my biggest gift to get the best out of you as your biggest cheerleader and honest coach. If you don't know exactly at that moment, right here, right now, what your business is really about yet, and you're still in the process of discovering it, this might help you. And I want to let you know that this is not set in stone. This is nothing permanent. Give yourself the permission to improve your positioning as you go. You will put down something first, you will go with that. And as you go, you will see that things will become clearer and clearer to you. You can change that at any time. Or you can change it completely if you make a pivot. Allow yourself to do so. But this is important to put this invert, because it gives the people an idea what you're doing. You are painting the picture for them. You are telling them what they can expect, how you do it, and what the outcome is. If you heard, the most important word in this whole thing that I just mentioned is "so that," meaning how is all the things I am doing going to help you? And I'm going to repeat this for you. I help coaches and service providers build an online business by applying timely strategies that work, leverage their current skill set and knowledge into offers that people love so they can make money and impact. So they can is so important, because this shows the transformation people will receive. What do I get if I work with you? I want to know what I will be able to do if I work with you. All right? This way you can paint a beautiful picture so people can imagine it. No perfection needed. You will improve as you go. But it's all about getting started, which we are doing today. All right, now let's get clear on what you do. Do you have the journal ready? Do you have the pen ready? Let's go. What problem do you solve? And how do you solve it? What is that biggest problem your people have? How are they feeling about it? And how you can solve it. And let me be clear here. Your solution is definitely not your program. It's not your freebie. That are not sessions. That is not your coaching. That is not you. What is it that creates the transformation for your ideal client. Now, if you look at my positioning, it would be I'm applying timely strategies that work, leveraging their current skill set and knowledge, right? I am not mentioning my program because I have two different programs, and it also doesn't matter because often people don't even care how you're going to help them, whether this is a mastermind, a membership, a program, one session. It doesn't really matter as long as they get what they want, which is in my case, wanting to make money and an impact and create change in the world. Remember that whenever you position yourself, nobody cares about your program, really, about your course, about the sessions you offer. It's not you helping them. It is how you help them, really. Something they can relate to, something they want, so they can get the outcome they desire. If you need to pause this episode at this point, and you need more time for writing, please do so and come back. If you don't have a journal ready right now, you're driving in a car, just let those creative juices going, let your thoughts circle and come back to this episode later on a quiet moment. So, what problem are you solving? Write down everything that comes to your mind. There is no wrong, there is no right. You will see that a few sequences will repeat themselves over and over again as you go, and simply in different words, if this makes sense to you. So you can pick what resonates with you the most. And now I would love to help you find your magic. What are your strengths? Why are you good in solving that problem? What makes you so unique in this? Perhaps this is something you get compliments around, like your strengths, right? Something you can do really well. Your friends say you are such a good listener. Maybe you can do something very well in a very specific way that nobody can, to explain people well, to teach them quickly. Maybe this is something around your personality, your character, that makes you so outstanding and so special. I know a lot of people, including myself, have difficulties to answer this question because it seems selfish. It seems like you are full of yourself. But again, let me invite you to sit with this. This is so important because if you position yourself as the TUCO expert in the online space, it is about you and the unique gift you bring to the table. It's not about your neighbors, your competitors, or your friend. It is about you, and people need to notice, people need to know what you bring to the table, why they should pick you, and they need to resonate with this. So don't hesitate to write down what you're good at, what compliments you get, why is the way you teach, you coach so amazing, and why does it help people so much? I am highlighting in my positioning that I go before my students. I am teaching you everything that I've been through, everything that I've done, everything that has worked. I made the mistakes for you, so you do not have to repeat them. And I am bringing in my biggest gift to the world. And this is something that I've always carried with me, that I always felt, that I see what is inside the person. I can smell that potential the moment you show up in my space. I know exactly what you are capable of, and I will give my everything I have and I can do to get this out of you, to get that person that is there with its gifts, wisdom, knowledge, and skill set and help you make money with that. And I can see this from far away. I can hear this with one sentence the moment the person shows up. And how I discovered that. You might be wondering how I found out that I am good at this. Well, it wasn't so clear at first, but over more than a decade of observation, conversations with people, sharing their dreams and desires with me, I just could see that light, that spark in people's eyes. And I could also see how they are wasting their potential because they are not pursuing it. Because they are afraid to be judged by society, right? That someone will say, wow, you shouldn't be doing this. This is awkward. This is silly. You will fail. Aren't you too old to pursue, like, to pursue your dreams or to change career, etc., etc.? You might be knowing what I'm talking about because we hear these comments a lot. So I discovered that by having these conversations that I could sense people's potential. I could see their biggest gifts being wasted because they fear to pursue them. And then I realized when I started working with people and be like, oh my goodness, I can make this into something positive. I can leverage this skill set, this wisdom, and this feeling that I have and literally elevate, empower, and help the people to see it within themselves as well. Teach them how to believe and to bet on themselves so they can succeed and make money and impact. And before you go, if you're still writing, keep on writing, pause if you need to. But before I go, I want to introduce you to a last step that will make your positioning even stronger. I would love to, once you have that ready, by the way, you can use this in your bio, right? You need to shorten it, but you will need to, can use this in your bio on social media. Put down what is relevant. But then we will also need to do a little bit of research. I know, research. It's all about research, but often, no matter if I see people putting their offers out there, freebies, courses, whatever they do, as long as you position that offer or yourself as something you want to teach or you want to be, meaning you're using your own words, it might not always 100% resonate with your ideal client. So I'm inviting you here to go and make research. How can we do that? We can go on other people's profiles, on bigger profiles where you have a lots of comments and read how people are speaking about the problems they have. What words are they using? If you already have a following, listen to your following. If you create a post that positions you as an expert and people resonate with it, and say, I've been there, or you get comments from that, then you know that this is something that resonates with your audience. There are Facebook groups that I personally do not always like because they are very scammy, spammy, and very annoying, but they can be of high value. Every Facebook group on top, if you enter them, has a search field where you can enter keywords or even full sentences sometimes of questions perhaps, right? So if someone in a weight loss group, let's say people ask how to lose weight quickly, you might find some comments below or other questions that have been asked around that, as well as problems and what is most important here, how people phrase it. What words do they use? And then try to tweet your positioning from the data you have drawn from your research to make this irresistible. As you know, the entrepreneurial journey is all about learning and about the commitment to learn new things, new skills. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to make mistakes, because this is your only way to succeed. And I know that everything you need is already within you. So now, go. Go and do it. Tired of programs that leave you feeling the same? Rewire is Breathing Space's 12-week journey to unlock your true potential through breathwork. Wouldn't it be incredible to experience transformation that awakens your most authentic self and supports you on your business journey? Imagine being supported by your breath and deeply connected to your purpose. Daily breathwork practices and deep release sessions, this is the thing that changes everything. Ready to step into your power? Find the link to join Rewire in the show notes and get the 33% off as thank you for being a valued member of this fabulous community.